This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline is James Faluzak, whistleblower in the Buffalo Diocese, former priest and abuse victim who continues to be an activist for clergy abuse survivors. The Vatican Conclave begins tomorrow. And James, we're wondering, how are you looking at this from your perspective? Is this a chance for the Catholic Church to start with a clean slate?
Well, it's impossible for the church to start with a clean slate because things are dirty in some respects. And I don't want to disparage the former pope and the good that he did handicap in any way the next pope. But the problems are still present and they're real. And the calls that I and others have made for zero tolerance of bishops who cover up crimes against children and vulnerable adults, those calls have gone unanswered. And there are examples worldwide that abound of even the cardinals that are getting ready to go into conclave and eligible to become the pope, who have long histories of covering these things up, and their hands are dirty. And so, not to be inflammatory, but to my mind, the conclave is somewhat tainted
by a lot of these cardinals. You say, I mean, there's so many cardinals from around the world. Is it just, to your knowledge, a few who were involved in this cover-up that you say, or should all of them have the knowledge who are connected to the Catholic Church?
The problem is the institutionalized nature of the cover-up. It's the church's own laws, it's their own procedures, and even the attempts that Pope Francis made to have to act better in these regards, he didn't follow his own statutes of Vos Estis Lux Mundi, which sought to hold bishops more accountable. He let his own friends, some of his own people, off the hook, and you know, survivors languished for months and years. And the exceptions, you know, the times where he was active and did some good along those lines, he did so, I think, kicking and screaming.
James, do you take issue with some cardinals being part of this conclave, and specifically which ones?
Well, I do, absolutely. And most prominently in my most recent media statements would be Cardinal Timothy Dolan of the Archdiocese of New York. And you'll recall that he ordered an investigation of former Bishop of Buffalo, Richard Malone. And the Diocese of Buffalo, the good Catholics in the pews, never got a report on that. And it just, that's just one example. When Dolan was a young priest in Missouri, he shared a rectory with a priest who, the victim of whom claims that Dolan saw him in the rectory. And In his former Archdiocese of Milwaukee, Dolan spun Catholic assets from the cemeteries, for example, into separate private foundations with the expectation that he'd be shielding those assets from victims who would seek restitution for and reconstitution of their lives. And so Dolan, to my mind, is really tainted and should be ineligible to be a cardinal or a bishop, let alone to be in the conclave choosing the next pope.
But would the exclusion of Dolan or, you know, Dolan plus a few other of these cardinals really change that much? I guess what I'm trying to ask is, especially in your eyes, in the eyes of many who have been abused or, you know, personally impacted by this, I would imagine there's really nothing that the Catholic Church could do in this situation to have an outcome that wasn't in some way, in their eyes, tainted by this. What would a proper process from the church look like in your mind?
Pope Francis made an effort with the bishops of Chile around the time of the papal summit in 2019. He asked for the resignation and removed a number of bishops. And some of us were hopeful that that was one example potentially of zero tolerance. And yet, those of us who live in the United States can point to just as rampant of issues among the bishops and cardinals here. And it's not just me, it's not just my experience in Buffalo and in Erie, not just my experience as an investigator, but I really would direct you to other survivors, other victims, other advocates who are talking about their own bishops. And it's in the hundreds, I think, in the United States. And it's because of the chanceries they come out of. It's the seminary formation, the ecclesiastical resumes that they build. The only reason these men become bishops is because they've already been successful in stonewalling and obfuscating these issues. So while my experience points to a few and my knowledge of a few personally, multiply that by the tens of thousands of survivors around the world, and the picture is much greater than that.
What is your hope then as this conclave selects a new pope?
I think those of us who are actively involved in this work are calling for zero tolerance, as we have been for years, as you know. And that means that if a bishop, for example, Bishop Malone and Bishop Fisher might ask a priest to step aside for the duration of an investigation, that should be applied also to bishops. So Bishop Nicholas DiMarzio of Brooklyn, the emeritus retired bishop there, when he had investigated Bishop Richard Malone, and then shortly thereafter, he was accused of abusing a child. He denied it. But he didn't step aside. And so that logic of saying a priest needs to take a leave of absence for the duration of an investigation, that should be applied to bishops as well.
Well, James, appreciate the time as always, and we'll, I'm sure, talk with you again in the near future. James Faluzak, joining us, abuse survivor, also former priest.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.